Just a few halachot from Rav Ben Ishai in Parashat Vayigash, a few halachot we read yesterday. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Pasuk Hashem Melech Sarich Lechfol Oto. You have to say Hashem Melech twice. Al Derech Shekaflu Yisrael Lomar Hashem Wa Elohim, Hashem Wa Elohim. Like we learned in the story in Menachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Chet. Over there, the Jewish people accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said it twice. Hashem Wa Elohim, Hashem Wa Elohim. So therefore we have the Menach to say Hashem Melech twice. Ve'ata'amu Lamnichu Bagufimu Baneshamot. We're accepting the sovereignty of God not only over our bodies, but also over our neshama. So therefore we say it twice. Umefaresh gam ki betikunim besod zeh pasuk. It says in Zohar, Begin da kefal lon terin zimnin. Besarich le'omro me'omed. You have to say it standing, following the pasuk, Vayah Hashem le'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. Even if a person is praying bi'ahid, and he's in, let's say, Kiryat Shema, and he hears the Hazan say Hashem melech, he doesn't answer Hashem melech with them, because he's in the middle of the Kiryat Shema or the Berachot. He has to stand up and listen to the Hashem melech that is being said. Even if, let's say, he's in the korbanot the Ben Ishchai holds, he's in a place where he's allowed to talk, but he should not mafsik the tikkun tefillah to answer Hashem Melech. For example, he's in the Parashat Akedah, and they say Hashem Melech. He should stand up with them, listen to the Hashem Melech, but do not say it. But of course, if he's in the middle of learning or something like that, certainly he should answer the Hashem Melech with this word and stand up. The same thing would apply when it comes to Silichot. If they're saying Silichot and they're saying Hashem Melech, he should stand up with the people, the Kahal, and answer as well. The only Hashem Melech the Ben Ishchai says you don't have to stand up and interrupt yourself is with the Hakafot. He says that already is a minhag, the Hakafot that we make on Sama Torah, that Hashem Melech is not mandatory to stand up. Last but not least, meaning the people that are not making that Hakafot, those that are making that Hakafot are standing anyway. Talking about somebody else that was sitting, doing something else, praying, whatever it may be, and him that making Hakafot, saying Hashem Melech, he would not have to stand for that Hashem Melech. But all other ones, he should. Last but not least, he says that you have to be careful in the minyan. Some had the custom to let the kids get up and do the hazanut, and they would say the Hashem Melech. It's really that should be specific for the gedolim. He writes, "B'Shabbat v'Yom Tov minhag kama mekomot she'amdu yiladim al teba v'em yurmuru hazemirot bekol ram." They let the kids do the zemirot bekol ram. Mitchilat hodu ad sof hashira. Bekol makom sidichim lizaher da amirat Hashem Melech yomar hashirich sibur bekol ram kimo Baruch she'amar. V'chena minhag ba'irenu bagdar ulchach otam shiragud omro ketanim. צריך לשנות מנהגם, לאומרו השליח סיבור. ואם עדיין לא בא שליח סיבור, יאמר אותו אחר שהוא גדול. Which means that's limited to the גדולים של סרט. שאין לה רק קטן, סיידי השם מלך.